Okay, let's go on here, or should I go on? Yes, I should go on. We've got 2 minutes till our break, so at least I can let Joe get in his question, and maybe I can even answer it. Hi, Joe, what's on your mind?
Hello. Say, last week, Doc, you had mentioned B12 and B1 shots for support, for nerve support. Somebody
Yes,
called
sir.
in, had a bladder condition. You said that may help because
Yeah,
the
can't
bladder
tell
is a
for.
muscle.
Yeah,
Well,
you got it.
I have a I have a spondo, and so I have atrophy in my muscles, in my
Uh-oh.
thighs and knees. And what's happening is because of the atrophy, it doesn't hold my knee joints together, and now I'm bone on bone.
Oh, yoy, yoy.
So now I'm wondering, would that help? And I can't build up those muscles because of the nerve condition, you know, being pinched. So would the B12, B1 help build up the nerve so I could build up the muscle?
Only way of knowing, sir, is to find out. I can't tell you about controlled research. And besides, nerve pinches are kind of individual depending on what happened to each person. The nice thing about trying it is once you've learned to give yourself a shot, you can do it at home. Yes,
Okay.
all the FDA restrictions has raised the price of vitamin B12 by triple, all due to FDA, in the last year. But even so, once you've been able to afford to buy it and learn to do the shot, you can take it home and do it yourself. And the vitamin B1, they haven't yet put terrible as many restrictions on what compounding pharmacies do with that, so it's not as costly as the B12.
Okay. So would I just go to my regular doctor and ask for prescription of B12 and B1?
If you can talk them into it, sir, sometimes
Otherwise,
if
I'll
you.
come to you.
Well, yeah, sometimes that is the situation, but some of the docs are getting a little more open and they say, "Ah, we don't think this will work, but here, you can try it anyway." And that's a, I think a better attitude myself.
Okay. And as far as how much,
Oh,
you
I'm
know.
sorry. That one's pretty easy because the way this is packaged in little vials, the usual dose is just 1 cc. And the pharmacist sells it to you along with 1 cc syringes, and so you put in 1 cc of B12 and 1 cc of B1, and the milligrams that are in there are almost always 1 milligram of B12 or 1,000 micrograms, and 100 milligrams of B1. That's the usual. I rarely see it any other way.
Okay. Okay. So
Well,
with
good luck there, sir.
can
I
I
really can't tell you for sure it'll help, but it does help
Yeah.
many people with pinched nerves.
I can just go to the pharmacist and get this without
No,
going through a doctor.
I'm afraid not.
Okay.
Even though it's
All right.
totally harmless, we're not in enough of a free country yet for that, even for harmless
Yeah,
things.
too bad. Yeah.
Yep.
I got you. Thanks,
Okay.
Doc. Bye.
Bye-bye.